What is the drive behind killing these things like the post office? What's the greater goal on Power's perspective?
To keep us begging and in a constant position of we have no alternative. They keep telling us that you don't have any alternative, and it's a lie, but they want to make it reality.
Well, then the other thing is that the post office, you know, things that are going through the mail, is obviously not digital, so it's harder to trace and to track and to keep tabs on what's going on when you have people who are using this service that's not, you know, that's not digital.
Most deaf. And, you know, this is a public good that we've had almost as long as the country itself. I think it's been around for 220 years. It used to have a bank. It was never intended to make money. It's not a business. It's a public good, like the police and the firefighters. And, you know, come on. We have been letting them snatch bit by bit every little bit of our common treasures that they could. And they're going after everything, teachers, everything that allows us to have a little bit of independence from Powers, from what it wants us to think and do and be, is under assault. So we can't let that happen. Our brothers and sisters in India know what's up. We have more room to maneuver than they do. And I think we need to take their example to heart, but even go further and look at the globe, the whole global situation, and recognize that it will require a response of beginning again for us to stop the constant attack on our ability to exist.
Well, that's why I like having these conversations with you, The Raven, because you do take that larger perspective, and that's what we're talking about today, looking at the whole. And that's something that's really quite difficult to do if you are ingrained within the system, thinking the thoughts that will help you get ahead within this system. It's harder to come to those obvious conclusions.